I want to talk to you tonight just for a little bit about stay focused on the right things. You know, if we're going to have success in life, naturally and spiritually, you got to focus on the right things. You know, I don't know why some people have no focus or have lost their focus. You know, if you're going to be successful, you got to be focused. You know, success comes from staying focused. You know, sometimes you ask somebody a question and they can't give you an answer because they're not focused. They're just wandering around. Whatever comes, that's what happens. You got to be focused if you're going to gain any success in naturally or spiritually. You know, my dad, he used to say when he pastored, you know, he left the last church in the middle of my third grade year, but I would see him walking around the altar and he would ask people, he'd say, "What are you praying for?" And it's all nothing in particular. And he'd say, "That's exactly what you're going to get." You got to be focused. You know, some people, they're asking God to bless them. Well, it's one thing to ask God to bless you, but what do you need him to bless you in? Get focused on and be specific. You know, thank God for his blessings. He's wanting to bless you, but there's many areas to be blessed in. Sometimes you need more of a blessing in this area than you do in another area. Anybody ever found that out? You know, some people blame anything they can for their lack of focus. They blame everybody. It's not my fault, it's their fault. You know, sort of like, how many of you have brothers and sisters? And it never was your fault. It was always... Stay focused on the right things. And when you do, it becomes a very powerful source. And production is produced. You know, sunlight, you know, it warms you up. I mean, it was really nice today. You go out there, it was really nice. It was about 73, 75, something like that. And it was nice. But I want to tell you what. If you take a prism glass and let that sun shine through that and you get all that light focused in that one spot, you're going to start a fire. Why? Because you focus all the light. Now, when the light, sunlight is diffused, it warms up everybody. But when it is focused in one particular spot, it's going to start a fire. Have you ever seen somebody that they're trying to do many things and never succeed in any of them? My dad used to say, he's trying to be a jack of all trades and he's not a master of anything. If you're going to be successful, you got to be focused on each thing at a time. Now, you can multitask during the day, but when you're on that task, you got to be focused on it. You can't be thinking about this one over here or thinking about this over here. You got to be focused on what you were doing. The stuff I worked on in communications when I was in the service, I could not be concerned. I could hear this teletype machine over here running, and I knew there was a message coming in over there. And this one over here was running. But I am focused on encrypting a message and sending it out right here. I got to stay focused on what I'm doing and then get to those whenever I finish here. Because all of it is important. This message is important. This message that is coming in is important. But the thing I am working on now, I'm typing on the teletype. I'm doing an encryption. Encrypting the message to send it out. Sometimes all the way back to Washington, to the Pentagon. But all of those were important. But I had to keep my focus each time on each task. There were many, many different tasks that had to be accomplished in that comm center. But I had to be focused on each task at the time. And that's what happens to a lot of people. Sometimes people say, oh, I got so much to do. I got so much to do. And they're still saying the same thing 3 hours later because they have never stopped to focus on one thing, get that done, then go the next thing, go the next thing. That's the way you get it accomplished. Okay? You know, somebody said, I don't know who said this, but said if you try to chase two rabbits at the same time, you won't catch either one. Sometimes you ask somebody, well, what do you want to do with your life? Often they don't know or don't have a clear idea until they get focused on what they want to do. You can't accomplish anything. I've seen people, you know, at university, college. This one guy, he was there in the Bible college, and he started off in theology, and then he switched to religious education, and then he switched to just to Bible. And then he decided, well, that was, you know, then he decided, well, maybe I need to just go in and this major in education. I mean, he didn't accomplish anything. He couldn't get focused on anything. Now it's all right if you want to change and stay focused, but when you keep changing, then you're never going to accomplish in life. Okay? You know, the issue is that we need to be focused in every area of our life if we're going to be successful, spiritually and naturally. You know, the word focus, F-O-C-U-S, you might could use it like this. Follow on course until successful. F-O-C-U-S. Follow on course until successful. Now, I didn't say that. I got that from a quote somewhere, so don't credit me with that. I'm just quoting what somebody else said. You know, so tonight I want to give you some things that I think that will help you to be successful both in life and in your Christian life. You know, when I minister, I like to minister to you with things that will make you successful and naturally and in the spiritual area. Focus on your future and ignore your past. Focus on your future and ignore your past. I'm going to read Philippians 3:13 from the NLT. No, dear brothers, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to that what lies ahead. Paul says that we have to ignore the past and look toward the future. You know, some people are still in their past, and you can tell this by what they say. They're moaning about their past mistakes. They're, regretting this missed opportunity. Oh, I had this opportunity and I missed it. Or they're continually talking about their successes of the past. You know, your successes of the past are great, but what are you accomplishing today? If you're focused on yesterday, you will never do anything today. A Christian motivational speaker by the name of Dennis Waitley says, don't dwell on what went wrong. Instead, focus on what to do next. Spend your energies on moving forward. You know, you have to take control of your thought life and stay focused. Arrest every thought that is contrary to what you want to accomplish or where you want to go. You know, 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You know, if you want to move forward, then you're going to have to quit thinking about past mistakes. Everybody makes them. Everybody makes a mistake. When I'm teaching my minister's classes here at Rhema Bible College, I tell them, I say, hey, just get it in your head right now. You're going to mess up sometime or another when you're speaking and preaching. Come on. I got some preachers here. How many of you that are ministers sitting in this congregation have messed up speaking? You've got it wrong. Some said it. We all make mistakes. Everybody does. But dwelling on them will not propel you into tomorrow. It will hold you in your past. And also, you're going to have to quit allowing distractions to try to get you redirected. You know, there are things that will come to us that will try to distract us, get our attention, our focus, you might say, off of what we're doing here. Have you ever noticed when you sit down at home to read your Bible or to have a prayer time, how many distractions start happening? Phones start ringing. Dogs start barking. The baby has been sleeping peacefully. He said, oh, this is a good time I can get to read. Baby start crying. The enemy brings distractions to you to get you off of what you need to do. This happens in our life too, in our normal life, outside the spiritual world, in the normal world. We will be concentrating and focusing on doing something, and then, oh, hey, this is a better offer over here. You know, you might want to transfer jobs. You know, it may not be a better job. You better think twice before you jump. I've seen too many people change jobs and mess up. Just don't go somewhere because somebody says, oh man, come on here, go to work for us, man. I'll do this, I'll do that. Hey, if you're being successful where you're at, you better stay there. I remember this. I guess that was I was in the third grade, I guess. It's just before Dad left that church. And a minister come by, and I never will forget. When the ministers and come by and they'd all talk, I used to just go sit in there and listen at them. And sometimes I wonder where something come from, and I start thinking enough, and I realize, oh, I heard that when I was a kid with Dad. And I'd even did it afterwards when I was out traveling on the road with him. You know, I'm 8, 9, 10, 12 years old. And after service, you know, we have service, and they'd go to the, back then we didn't go out to the restaurants. There wasn't that many, and they wasn't open anyway. We go over to the parsonage, to the pastor's house, and all the other ministers would come, and they'd talk. The other kids would be out, and they'd have their kids. They'd be playing somewhere. I'd go sit and listen to them. And I remember Dad, this guy come to talk to Dad about leaving the church and going over here to this church. And Dad told him, said, have you ever stopped to think you have the best church in the whole section that was in our denomination? And when you took it, it was the worst church. And now you're looking over here when you got a better parsonage than you ever had in your life. You got more money than you ever had in your life. You're driving a better car than you ever have in your life. Your family is better off than they ever was. And you won't go over here because somebody's telling you, hey, you can do better over there. Dad told him, said, you better stay where you're at. Well, Brother Hagin, you know, I think I could go over there and it'd be so much better, blah, 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 blah. He did it. And guess what? He wasn't there 6 months, and they decided that it was a church where they vote on the pastor. They called a special meeting and voted him out. Now he's out with nothing. See, sometimes a distraction can lead you in the wrong direction. Let me understand what I'm trying to say to you. Anybody get anything out of this tonight? You know, if you're going to be successful, you're going to have to quit hanging with some people. And you're going to have to get tough skinned, and it don't matter what anybody says. You know, listen to critics, somebody would say, but it don't matter what they say. And sometimes people say that about me. They say, well, man, people say, I say, I don't care what they say. It ain't that. I said, I don't answer to them. I answer to God, and I answer to my family. I don't care what they think. Well, this guy, he thinks you're this, that, or the other. I said, I don't care. Now, when I was younger, I used to tell them, hey, if you want some of me, come on over here. I'm ready. I mean, you know, when I was in school and stuff. But I've always been this way. My sister told me one day, she said, Ken, you've always been somebody. It doesn't bother you what people think about you. You just go on and do what you think you got to do, and it don't matter. In fact, I was talking to somebody about this. The reason a lot of people have trouble learning a language is because they're afraid to try to talk that language because they're afraid that they'll mess up and that somebody will laugh at them. I always, when I go to a country, I try to learn at least a few words in their language. You know, I still remember some of the Mandarin that I picked up when I was 22 months in Taipei, Taiwan, in the army. You see, some people, because they're afraid of what somebody's going to say about them, they won't even try to speak a language. If you're going to learn a language, you're going to mess up. But do you know what? Most people are thrilled that you are willing to try. Come on now. And if you're going to be successful, you can't, naturally or spiritually, you can't hang in a negative atmosphere where everybody is always speaking negative. You say atmosphere. Yes, words are containers, and they create an atmosphere. You can walk into a room and feel tension. Why? Because of the words that's been spoken in that room before you got there. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Words create an atmosphere. So you can't afford to hang around where people are always negative. You can't afford to hang around with people that are always talking about somebody else. Well, did you hear this? Have you heard this? Have you heard the other? No, and I don't want to. That's what you need to tell them. Well, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Hey, my ears are not garbage cans. I ain't interested in hearing what you got to say. Well, they might get mad at you. Okay, so they get mad. I don't care. They can get glad the same way they got mad. Hello. See, if you're going to accomplish anything, you got to get that kind of focus in the Word of God, in your natural life. You know, staying focused on the past will not help you get to the future. In fact, it will be an anchor that will hold you back from being successful. You know, in sports, I use a lot of sporting illustrations because that's what I did from, you know. But you have to stay focused on what your position is supposed to do. You can't be concerned about what this guy's going to do. You can't be concerned about somebody. You got to be focused on what your particular mission is. You got to stay focused. I mean, I was fast and always been run fast. I played center field for years. I couldn't afford to be out there in center field and looking up in the stands and saying, well, what are they doing over there? Because sometimes ain't nobody hit a ball out there the whole game. Any of you guys play outfield and know what it is to be out in the outfield and ain't nothing coming out there? You can lose your focus if you're not careful. And then somebody does get a hold of one and you're not ready because you haven't been staying involved in the game. You've been out here thinking about this or thinking about that. You know, you got to be focused on the game. I know we were, Southside Athletic Department we had when I was associate pastor. Southside Athletic Department, the SAD. It was. But we were a very, very good team. We won the City Church League Championship, I don't know how many times, but we would go play in the open leagues. But this one time, and Lynette can tell you about it, she was there, we were playing Calvary Baptist for the city championship. It's the bottom of the sixth inning. We're ahead by one run. There's two men on. There's two men on, two outs, and Tiny Raines is coming up to bat. Now, Tiny Raines stood about 6 foot four or five and weighed about 300 pounds. But they call him Tiny. Right on. And he was one of these hitters. He always either hit left center field alley, right center field alley, or dead center field. That was his area. So I'm concentrating because I know if he hits a long ball, we're in trouble because there's two men on and we're ahead by one run. All we need is one out. We win the championship. And I'm out there and I'm waiting. And all of a sudden the ball was hit and it was hit to right field. I took off with a crack of the bat as hard as I could go because I knew Dempsey didn't have a crying chance of catching it. Because he wasn't that fast. And I knew the ball was hit deep. And I took off at an angle toward the fence in right field. And right, I saw the ball. I was watching that ball as I was running. Right at the, if I'd have been left-handed, I never caught it. But I did at the last minute. I just dove. My that high off the ground, and I just dove. And I heard that ball hit that glove. I hit the ground, rolled over, and come up holding it. That was the final out. We won the championship. I got the signed ball by all the team at my house right now. I've had it all these years. That was what, 1960, what, probably 66? No, 67. That's 67 or 68. But I had to stay focused on the game. My point was, whatever you're doing, you got to stay focused. And you got to know what. I knew Dempsey couldn't do it. If it's going to be done, it's going to depend on me. One time, Craig and I laugh about this. We were standing behind the dugout, and the coaches with Tom Cameron was playing. This is when he's about, I don't know what, he's about 10, 12. And he always was fast as everything. And we standing behind the dugout, and they say, okay, we got Cameron in center field. If we put so-and-so in left field, who has the best chance of catching the ball? And the other coach said, Cameron. and so he said, well, let's put so-and-so in right field. Who has the best chance? He said, Cameron. Because Cameron, he would roam the whole field. But he stayed focused in the game. The other kids would be out there, and they might be looking up in the stands or somewhere else. And the reason they say that, because he would be focused on the game, and he would get mad at people when they weren't involved. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about focus. You got to have the same kind of focus in life that you do in the Word of God. You got to keep focused. You know, let me hurry up. I'm gone too long. But your focus will determine your success or failure. Okay? Some busy are so busy with looking at with regrets that they can't see where they're going now. You will always move in the direction that you are focused. You ever been in a car with somebody and you holler out, the car starts veering off, and look where you're going. Well, the reason is because they are going. They're looking there and that's where they're going instead of looking here. You ever tried driving your car now you got a glance there occasionally, but by just continually looking in the rearview mirror? Your focus. Turn to your neighbor and say, focus. People that are successful focus on the possibilities and not the problems. People that are successful focus on the reward and not the risk. People that are successful focus on the prize instead of the pain. You know, greatest success comes whenever you focus steadily on the goals you've set and the plans that God has for your life. Now, focus on the word and not on feeling and emotion. Okay? 1 Timothy 4:13 in the New Living. Until I get there, focus on reading the scriptures to the church, encouraging the believer and teaching them. Now here, Paul is writing Timothy. Timothy was pastor in the church. And he had a lot of problems in that church. He had false teachers and people giving false doctrine, a bunch of busybodies. And he told him, he said, hey, stay focused on reading the scriptures to the church. Read the word, stay in the word, stay focused on the word. Don't let all these other distractions get you off focus. Too often we focus on how we feel and on our emotion instead of what the Bible says. In times of crisis, people can get emotional and get in fear rather than looking and listening to what the Word has to say for them. Timothy could have let his emotions with all that was going on in that church mess with him, but Paul said, stay with the Word. And then Paul goes on to tell him, say, for God not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. He's telling him where to focus. And then, you remember, in Joshua 1:8, God said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. I like the New Living says it like this. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so that you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. You know, God was telling him this because if you'll study and look at Joshua, he had to ignore a lot of things. One thing he had to ignore was that he had to stay in the desert for 40 years with all of those people that refused to believe God. He could have got bitter and upset about that, but he didn't. You know, he couldn't listen to what the people were saying. He had to listen to what God's saying. Joshua's key to success was to stay focused on the word. That's your key. Stay focused on the word. You know, I've said all the time, I got it from my dad, the Bible says it, I believe it, that settles it. There's no other, that's it. That's my focus, period. You know, God wants us to have a successful natural life, but he wants us to have a successful spiritual life. You know, he's given us the instruction manual. How many of you got your Bible, or you got it on your, hold it up. You got it on your iPad or your iPad, hold it up. Say this, this is my instruction manual to have a successful life. This is where my focus needs to be. You know, God will help us, but we got some stuff to do on our own. Some people want God to do it all. God's not going to do it all. If you'll read in the Word, it said, if you do this, then I do this. If you do this, then I do that. How many ever read that in there? Oh, everybody wants to focus on that part, but they don't want to focus on the, oh, I got to do something. Everybody loves to focus on Mark 11, 23 and 24. But go down and focus on 25 and 26. I don't hear anybody trying to quote those. Come on. Some of you are shaking your head and you know what they say. Hey, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go read it. I'm not going to tell you. Too often we are looking for direction from this person or that person. All the time, people always come. Used to come up to Dad, and I've had them come up to me. Well, what do you think about this? And what do you think about the other? And, of course, Dad always told them, what's the Bible say? What's the Word say? But people are always looking for other options for success and paying little attention to what the Word of God has to say. You know, and I believe in leadership and I thank God for leadership training, but man, you know, there for a while, there was so much leadership training going on. I got tired of hearing people talking about leadership. And they look to this book and that book. I want to tell you what, if you really want to know something about leadership, read this book right here. This gives you a lot of instruction on leadership. Hello, I'm not saying you shouldn't look at some of this other stuff. I'm not saying that at all, but what I'm saying is too many people got to looking at the other resources rather than looking at the Bible. That's all I'm saying. You can look. It's fine. You need to look at other stuff. But this is the main source is what I'm trying to say, I guess. I don't know. You know, to fulfill your purpose in life, you got to stay focused. Focused on the natural, focus in the spiritual area. You know, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's the important point. Our focus is on Christ who strengthens us. You know, I teach it all the time. We need to understand our rights and privileges of who we are in Christ. That's where it all comes about, redemptive realities. That's the Pauline revelation. If you want us to know the Pauline, that's what we call it in Bible school. The Pauline revelation is the revelation of who we are in Christ. That's the thing he dwells on more than anything else. When you find out who you really are in Christ, then you can accomplish whatever it is that you need to accomplish. Come on. Paul goes on to say, yet in all these things we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. The answer for your success is in the Word of God. Keep your focus on Jesus and not on what you can do. Real quick, and I got 5 minutes. Real quick, Hebrews 12:2. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joys awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding the shame. Now he's seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. The voice, I like what the voice translation said. Now focus on Jesus, who designed and perfected our faith. He endured the cross and ignored the shame of the death because he focused on the joy of what was set before him. Now he's seated beside God on the throne at a place of honor. It's important for us to understand what Jesus did for us at Calvary. Now stay focused, I like that, on Jesus. That's what Stay focused on him. They didn't know what I was going to preach, but that song that they ended with was, oh, how I love Jesus. Get you, you know, there's something about that name, Jesus. Jesus fulfilled the redemption for mankind on that cross. God wants us to live our Christian life in light of what Jesus did for us. And God wants us to have a good natural life also. He, if you're looking how he blessed Abraham in the natural, right? And Abraham had faith in God and it was counted to him for righteousness. We are the spiritual descendants of Abraham. And the Bible plainly tells us, if you'll read it and read the instruction, the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. That's us. If you be in Christ, then you're Abraham's seed. Stay focused on, see, don't let somebody get you focused on this and on that and all that. Somebody, you know, a lot of these people are trying to get you to focus back on having a prayer shawl and blowing the ram's horn and all that. Well, hey, that's them. That's not us. We need to do it the way the Word of God says to do it. Come on now. Okay, I probably lost half my audience that way. That's all right. I don't care. It's the truth. Let me wind this up. Our greatest success in our Christian walk and in our natural life. Do you realize your natural life will parallel your Christian walk? It will. Our greatest success comes when we understand what we have. We have the promises of God, the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, angels that encamp around about us. That's what the Bible says. You read it? God's abiding presence with us at all times. The supernatural power of God at our disposal. We just don't put it into action. God's not going to put his supernatural power in action unless you ask. Go read the Bible. It said, ask, and it will be done for you. We need to cast aside all the fears, the doubts, all the junk of the past, and forget about it. Now, we've looked at these verses that tell us it's necessary to focus on the right thing. Focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what's ahead, Philippians 3:13. Focus on reading the scripture, 1 Timothy 4:12. Hebrews 12:2, keeping your eyes or your focus on Jesus. I've just talked to you tonight about stay focused on the right thing so that you'll have success. Everybody wants success. But it comes when we focus first on the Word and then on the natural side too. Heavenly Father, I spoke to these people for a few minutes tonight just to sort of stir up their pure minds, stir up their thinking, get them realizing that their focus, what they focus on, what they think about, that's the direction they'll go. So Father, help them to stay focused on the things of the Word and as we walk the road of life. Let us be successful because we know what the Word has to say. Not because of who we are, but because of who you are, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Everybody stand, please. Anybody get anything out of this tonight? If you want to be successful, you got to stay focused. You got to stay focused. Focused. Don't lose your focus on whatever it is you want to accomplish. You know, I thinking about some of our, and here at the church also, and some of our, looking at the Jensens and the Bedard, and Catherine. I was trying. The guards and the Jensens there. You know, they have the schools in Ukraine and in Kenya, but they have other things going too. But while they're focused on this project, this one can come up, and if they're not careful, they get distracted and get over here. Now they're trying to do two projects, and it's not working right. Even sometimes in our staff meetings, we get to talk about what we're doing here, and somebody said, "Well, you know, what about this?" Well, I say, "Hey, wait a minute, that's not where we are right now. That's good, but that's not where we are right now. We got to stay focused on this right now." You see, and that's what can happen to you. In the word, as you're trying to study the word, the enemy will come to your mind and he begin to say, "Well, what? Think about this. Think about that." No, get focused back on what you're. Quit thinking about that and focus on what you're reading. In your natural life, other things will come in and try to get you distracted. No, stay with what you got. You got to stay with what got you where you're at. I've seen too many churches that they got their success by teaching the word, having the moving of the Spirit, and now they're changing, and they don't have no moving of the Spirit. I better not go there. Praise the Lord. I gotta quit, okay? Keep your focus. Don't lose your focus, okay? If my prayer team will come right now to the front. If you're in this place and you need somebody to pray with you about something, this is the first time we've been able to do this in over a year. If you need salvation, if you need the Holy Spirit, you need somebody to pray with you about anything, the ladies are over here. You ladies come there. The men are over here. You come over here. And they'll pray with you. And you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, don't forget all of the announcements and everything that's going on. Okay? Turn around. Greet somebody. We'll see you Sunday morning right here. Praise the Lord. Oh, first time guest. Hey, where's my connection team? Go find a first time guest, take them out into the north lobby. We got a special gift for you. We're so glad to have you here. Hey, if you're looking for a church home, what do we say, church? Just come on, join our family. We have a great time around here. God bless. See you Sunday.